It's time. The most listened to show on Sirius XM. The show that will change radio forever. The show that everyone will be talking about. The show starring the most interesting man in the business. Is not this show. This show is Mike Babchick and his friends wrapping up the week on Mad Dog Sports Radio through the mind of one sick, vile, deranged human being.
Wow.
And that's being kind.
Wow.
The week is over. That. And this is Mike Babchick's Morning After. Morning After. And now, here is everyone's Morning After regret, Mike Babchick.
Okay, terrific. And welcome to Mike Babchick's Morning After, where we listen back to Mad Dog Sports Radio's best commentary of the week, all the gold on the biggest stories in sports and entertainment as Morning After continues to not take over the world, the buzz non-existent, the show critically crapped on, the show that is still here. For now, I know you were guzzling down all the programming all week long. You're a little hungover on this early morning. I got the perfect cure for you. It's not more cowbell, as the kids say in the streets.
What is it?
Well, it's more clips! More clips!
More clips!
More clips!
More clips!
More clips!
Clip
up
a loser!
Wow. This is going to be a good day because Eddie Erickson is chanting more clips. We got you covered. We're going to recap all the happenings of Mad Dog Sports Radio. You let me, the lovable loser from Morning Man, the guy you know, end.
No.
Yeah, that's right. Guide you through the week that was. No, we never heard it before. That's the first time we actually played it and heard it. I haven't heard that open since week one.
Wow.
I don't even listen to that in the edit. Wait, what edit? Jeez. We're on live. We'll do it live. We're going to guide you through the week that was on Channel 82. Don't forget to download, subscribe, and follow Babchick's Morning After anywhere. And I mean anywhere.
Anywhere?
You get
what?
Anywhere, Eddie.
Even in
anywhere.
Quarantine?
Even in quarantine. Eddie Erickson, the producer of Mad Dog Unleashed forever. And then Scott Messina, the producer of Morning After for now. But Eddie Erickson, you had a rough morning this morning, huh? You got a clogged sink in the shower? What's happening?
I almost missed the start of the show.
A clogged sink in the shower. Eddie has a sink in the shower. Fancy
the
stuff.
Sink, drain, the pipes, sink, the drain. Pipes. Come on. Everybody knew what I was talking about, literal. Scott, everybody knew.
So.
But what happened, Eddie?
Early Saturday morning, I want to wake up and be fresh for the show. I'm taking a shower. Next thing you know, I'm standing in 2 feet of water. And we have a drain issue. And it's, you know, my wife's hair. Her hair is very long in the winter and not the hair on her head. She had clogged the drain.
Wow. If you had the over-under on Eddie getting to the evolution of the woman's bush 5 minutes into the program, you had the under. You just won. So congrats. That's the Morning After drinking game. Yes, we all know that Eddie has his wife, what, wearing a winter coat?
Always. But that's not really the point of this story. Mm. So anyway, you'd think one of my kids who take really long showers, they're at an age where I think they're doing more than showering in there.
Definitely.
So
boys.
They're in there for an hour. You'd think one of them would say, hey, Dad, there's 3 feet of water in the shower now, you know, after I'm done. Maybe there's a problem. Nope. Not a word. No one says anything.
You know, there was a viral thing on Twitter. The University of Maryland put, like, actual pieces of paper, like posts, that said, do not allow semen down the drain. Something to that effect. I don't know if this is real or not. This can't be real. You saw it, too. Maryland put it out there. They're posting the letter. Maybe you need that in your bathroom because you got boys. You got teenage boys, 16
Imagine.
And 14. I mean, of course they're taking their time.
Those are the prime years.
Why do we go through
so much conditioner?
That's all they're doing right now is, you know, pizza, boobies, pizza. I mean, that's all we got. But as a father, all you want is a notification, right?
That's it.
You just
want to
know.
Let me know something's broken.
The second it breaks. And then there really isn't a lot of anger, but like, how do you, I love when I find out about something, I'm like, well, there's no door handle here. Oh, it's been that way for 3 months. Why didn't you tell me that? How about letting me know? Maybe I could fix it before it's completely broken. We need a notification. That's more important than any type of notification on Twitter.
We're in a world of notifications. My phone, all day long, notifications.
Yeah.
DraftKings, notifications.
Yeah.
FanDuel, notifications. Caesars, notifications.
But the clogged sink, no notification. There is nothing worse when you're like standing in the dirty water. My kids like to do the shower bath. I think that's disgusting.
Oh,
they like put the drain, that little tab, and then they take a shower and they let it fill up. And then they go in that bathtub water. I mean, obviously the big lead there is, yes, my kids do take
yes,
baths.
They take.
I know everybody was thinking that. Wait, what? They shower?
What?
Wait, huh? So, Eddie, you're saying instead of, like, the boost you get from FanDuel and DraftKings, bet now for the 300th time on a New York Knicks parlay with Julius Randle going over with four rebounds. It should also say, how about they're fixing the clog in the toilet? That's what we need notification. We're notification guys after all. Even though I have taken off all the notifications on all my gambling sites because I try to be a very disciplined gambler. It's too much activity, Eddie. They just really want you to keep spending your money.
It's crazy for us old guys who are old school and go back to the early, you know, the early sports book days online. They were just these easy grids. You pick your sport, you bet a total, you bet a spread, you bet a money line. That's it. Parlay, teaser, okay, some reverses for the exotics, and that's where it ends. You click one game on these apps now, and it'll give you 100 different bets you could play on the one game.
It's too much. New York State finally went legal with their gambling, so here comes FanDuel, DraftKings. Even Caesar was giving $300 in free bets, right?
They
free
had the
cash.
Best. They had the best one.
Well, they had the best one when you eventually got it.
Well, it took a little while to get it.
Eddie was texting me all weekend. He's like, I can't believe it. I've turned it to you. And I was like, that could mean so many different things. What do you mean? He goes,
yeah,
no, I'm actually fighting right now with Caesars. I'm waiting online. What number were you? Number 3,046.
It's, you know, it's incredible.
This is like adult Disney World. You know, you have like everybody waiting online at Disney World. Here's Eddie waiting
no
to get
fast
his free
pass
cash.
Either.
No fast pass. And what do you know? The guy who would always like, hey, Babs, let it go. It's just a couple bucks here, a couple bucks. No, you were entitled. And you know what? Good for you. You deserve that free cash. You wanted it. You signed up for it. And now we have these apps. Like, I texted my guy, my bookie. I was like, hey, this is it. I actually sent him the link to Billy Joel, Time to Remember.
We're breaking up.
Funny. Hey, we're breaking up, man. And then he sent me back the Cusack holding up the boombox. This guy's funny, right? Don't go. We have a history together, me and Dom Rubies. You know, he gives my kids Christmas gifts, but I was like, it's over. I'm telling you, I'm this close to going back. Hey, live action on a...
Too much.
That's not for me. I don't want to bet live. I showed my son, Joey Babchick, he's 10, exactly what's going on here.
Smart.
And he's going to pick my games this weekend. Eddie, any problem with having the kid understand what gambling is at the age of 10?
You know what? Maybe it works the opposite as it did for me. I avoided it for so long that when it hit me like a ton of bricks. I'm still digging out from that avalanche. But maybe if you introduce your kid early, and maybe gets an understanding of it, maybe he respects it, maybe he's careful.
This is why I like to go to Eddie. He tries to find the good parenting, even when there's not any. He does find a way. Well, me and my son are be watching sports together this weekend. We're going to be bonding. And after the games are over, we're going to play blackjack and poker, which he does know how to do both as well. Texas Hold'em and blackjack. I've taught my son. All right, see, that one, we've gone too far.
Now, well, poker's not gambling. Poker's not gambling. It's a game of skill.
No chance involved. All right, so maybe somebody bet on Carson Wentz and the Colts this weekend. Maybe somebody even teased them. I mean, obviously, the Colts were going to beat the Jaguars to make...
Of course you teased them.
I mean, they had such a big line. It was 15 and a half. Hey, free money, man. It's a
lock.
You know how that works. It never fails.
I love the free money teaser.
Colts, all they had to do was win the game against the Jaguars, and they're in the playoffs, and that didn't happen. The Jaguars win, and I reacted on Morning Man with Evan Cohen, Mike Babchick, and Willie Colon. Carson Wentz was so horrible in this game to the point where, yes, now you know what? Hard Knocks was filming their cameras. Then I need to see what the hell was said at halftime, because at halftime, there should have been a speech with the entire team, and they should have looked around that entire room and said, hey, where's Carson? Oh, Carson's actually, he's taking a shit right now. You know, give him a second. Go. All right, no problem. We're going to wait. No big deal. Oh, here comes Carson. All right, come on over here, Carson. Come on over here. Hey, I got something to ask you, Carson. What the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Smack him around a few times. What are you doing out there?
Seriously.
We're favored by 15 and a half points. All we got to do is beat the Jaguars. There are clowns in the stadium. Clowns. Jaguar fans dressed up like clowns for a clown out. What are you doing, Carson Wentz? Shape up or ship out. Now let's go out there and go get him.
How much money did you lose in the game, obviously, Mike?
I had the Colts in certain bets, and I did tease him down, and I had him at 8.5. Well, they had to win by 8.5, and they end up losing the game. Of course I'm bothered by it.
Jacksonville, just they played out of their mind, which leads you to believe, you know, it's the same personnel, same team. But watching the way the defense played, it makes you wonder, like, the games that they did lose or get blown out in, were they giving a max effort? You don't ever want to say that, but where was that effort every week?
players do quit. In the NFL, probably the least amount. The NBA, 100%.
Oh,
there are games where
they just take the night off.
They don't even give a crap, man.
They don't care.
You see massive upsets with teams with like, well, they're missing all five of their starters, and that team won by 22. How the hell does that happen? The Jaguars, no doubt about it, they played harder in that game than they played in any other game this
season.
Felt
like it, right? And I get it. You can't go balls to the wall on every play.
Balls.
It seemed like they did on every play. They looked like a different team.
I also love that, like, during that game, there were fans that were dressed up like clowns because they wanted a clown out to, like, mock the organization. How dumb did those idiots feel when they had all their paint melting down their face into their soda with a dumb red nose when your Jaguars are shocking the world and destroying the Indianapolis Colts? And after the game, Frank Reich and Carson Wentz, they were shocked. They couldn't even spit out coach speak, which is like my favorite thing. I love when coaches lie.
I got to coach better. We got to play. That's my favorite. That is the new coach speak now. Very few people give you an honest assessment. It's on me. I got to coach better.
I got
to put him
better.
In better positions to succeed.
We got to fix
a few
things here.
I'd like Tori to do that for us. Jeez.
Yeah, Tori. You know, it's not on me. It's on them. But they got to fix a few things here. Wait, what? Steve, huh?
That one's on me. I got to put him in a better position to succeed. I got to get him that credential. We got to get him in the building. That's on me. I'll be better.
Yeah. We all know if Tori was captaining the Titanic, he would live and we'd all die.
The Tori press conference would be amazing after each week.
Oh.
That's on me. I didn't schedule a host for that shift.
I guess if you were saying I should know this schedule from Mad Dog Sports Radio, I guess you're probably right about that. But I mean, I have to walk Bentley, the dog, at 11 a.m. and I just forgot to schedule the Pat McAfee fill-in. I mean,
the reception was bad, really bad.
We got to clean a few things up here. We'll clean a few things up here at Mad Dog Sports Radio.
We'll get it right
and,
next week.
I just don't want to do another Zoom. I mean, that's all. I just can't have it.
Worst days on your show, at the end of every show, you had to go before 10 to 15 people in a little room, and they'll just sit there and pepper you with questions for about 10 to 12 minutes after each show.
He ain't taking
I don't know how more people don't explode.
Nothing.
Yeah,
I don't know
Scott.
How more of these guys don't just blow up. I really don't.
I would blame Scott. If Ralph Facciano's asking me a question about, you know, what was the delay during the bad bite, I'd be like, well, the delay was Scott. Scott's got a delay in his brain. I mean, it had nothing to do with the fact I forgot to email him the script.
Yeah,
no!
Wasn't there.
No, all right, let's flip it on you now, Eddie. Your press conference after another episode of Mad Dog Unleashed. Let me play the reporter. Do you think that you should have a Sidney Poitier death spot lead off a program, especially on a Football Friday before the playoffs?
Well, Sidney Poitier was a very, very important figure in film, historically speaking. Mm-hmm. And I think that was the right call. You know, I understand week 18 heading into the NFL playoffs, the biggest stories in the world. But this was a very big story.
Yeah, the 5 p.m. Potpourri, it only had two topics. Why is that? I thought it's supposed to be a potpourri and have five or six topics.
Got to be better. I got to be better. I got to read more. I got to put him in a position to succeed. Yeah. I have constantly put this man in positions to fail, and I need to be better.
You think it was the right move to put Mike in the OC on for the third time today?
Oh, absolutely. Mike is a very valuable caller, a very valuable contributor to the Mad Dog Sports Radio family. He always brings something to the table. Are you kidding me with these stupid questions? Come on. Let's be honest. Who's going to lead with Sidney Poitier on the week 18 of the NFL? That wasn't my idea. I didn't want to do that.
What just happened, man? What happened to the coach?
And Mike and the OC went on for the third show in a row because we didn't have any other callers. Because we led with Sidney Poitier and everyone tuned out. Come on. He was the only one that hung around for that.
You said the 5 p.m. potpourri was your idea. What? That you don't like
No,
that?
And the 5 p.m. potpourri is a disaster because there's only two topics he's interested in right now.
And we got to clean things up. You got to put Dog in a better position to succeed.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Judge was fired by the Giants, so we don't have to hear any of that crap in those press conferences. That was one that Dog got completely wrong. In fact, the Mad Dog was on live on Mad Dog Unleashed when the news of Joe Judge being fired broke. This is where Eddie's telling him in his ear that Joe Judge is fired.
Oh, really? Well, let's do that. Joe Judge has been fired as the head coach of the Giants. That's going to make a lot of Giant fans happy. Interesting.
Interesting.
I got that dead wrong. I did not think they would fire Judge Mara. I thought they'd give him another year, partly because of Shermer. And partly because of the of what happened with McAdoo. That's his third coach he's paying. So Judge is gone in New York. I guess Mara and all the media in New York and 99% of the fans wanted to change. They wanted him out. They were so bad and so pathetic. And then the press conference a couple weeks ago after the Bear game, making fun of the Washington team, didn't help. They want a Judge out. So Judge goes to New York and is a disaster for 2 years. Mara is going to bring in a outside GM, and that GM will pick the coach. And, you know, we'll go from there. I'm a little surprised. We shall see where they go for a GM. That now becomes an attractive job. It's New York. It is an ownership that usually, they haven't been recently, but usually very patient.
Except when they fire three guys in 4 years. But besides that, they're patient.
But if you are a GM, you go to New York, you have two number one picks, first round picks, and you can pick your head coach. That should get you an attractive guy.
No, it won't be me. I mean, I am not attractive, so it will not be me. But they'll find someone. I do think the Giants, watch how quickly they turn this around. If they hire the right GM, they bring in the right head coach. Dog's right. It's still New York. Now they have to find a quarterback. They're going to be looking much better than those bottom feeders like the Lions, like the Browns, like the Jets soon enough. But Dog was shocked. Maybe because the Giants did something that lesser teams like my Jets would do. They listened to the media, to the fans, and they caved under the pressure. And I love how Joe Judge was caught the next day ordering 9 pies of pizza to his house, and he had a bunch of beer coming in. Pizza and beer to me is festive. Like, that's actually watching the game and having a good time.
You don't think deep down, right? You get Joe Judge in a room, couple drinks in him, you talk. You don't think this guy opens up and says, oh, my God, I'm so happy this is over. Honestly, you don't think. I guarantee you there was a sense of relief. Yeah. That this was over. I get it. Your pride is damaged. You know, he's still going to get paid out for his contract. That's fine. I don't ever think of money with these guys anyway. They're all well off. They're all going to get jobs again. He'll probably never be a head coach, but he's in the fraternity. He'll get a coordinator. He'll be fine. Joe Judge will be just fine, so I'm not
millions
worried about
millions.
Him getting fired. Millions and millions. But I bet you, dollars to donuts, that this guy is so relieved. He was glad it was over. And this was a celebration. Beer, pizza for everyone. It's a party.
Yes, it's a party. It's a pizza party. Like, when you get fired, you have Chinese food, you have hard liquor, you drink something brown, you might not even have ice, you might drink it neat, you have hookers, you have blow, you're wasting all your money, that's a liquid thing. A pizza party with a bunch of beer is a celebration. Hey, let's have a good time, let's have some day drinking, let's eat some pizza, let's do it. The one thing that I saw with Joe Judge, though, that I gotta knock now is... he still got his Christmas decorations up. Eddie, I know you're holding on to Christmas. I knew it. I know you're holding on. Isn't it time for you and Joe Judge to let go? Christmas is over. It's January 15th. Do you still have your tree up?
I do. I demanded a fake tree this year so I could keep it up as long as my wife will tolerate it. I told her March. I'll take March Madness.
Thursday and Friday, those first 2 days, you're under the tree. Wow.
No, I think she
it's
going to
look
it,
like you're a
down.
Stanford fan or something with the tree up
down.
In March.
It's coming down. Oh. It's coming down today, as a matter of fact, Saturday afternoon.
Oh. You know what I love? That another Patriot failed. All these guys fail away from Bill Belichick. That might make Belichick better, but Belichick's disciples, they only work when they're drinking the Kool-Aid around his circle. Other than that, these guys all stink. He wants to make sure that he's the only one out of this Patriot way to succeed.
He's the only good one. He wants everyone to know that.
He shows them 60% of the way, but not 100% of the way. And then when they go out on their own, it's only 60%, even though 60% is passing in my book. Yeah, that's close enough. We got a lot more to get to right here on Mike Babchick's Morning Afters. We're going to talk about texting. Murder. Fatherhood. That's all coming up next right here on Mike Babchick's Morning After.
The best meets the worst. The best stories from the week recapped by the worst host on the channel. This is Babchick's Morning After.
Yes, so welcome back to Mike Babchick's Morning After right here on Mad Dog Sports Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 82 as we recap the week that was. Download, subscribe, follow. Babchick's Morning After, anywhere, and I mean anywhere, you get your podcast. That's right, anywhere, even if you're unemployed. Joe Judge can get it. And so can Mike Zimmer and Matt Nagy, Brian Flores, until he gets another job, probably in Houston, because David Culley, he can get it too. He was fired, and they could all get it anywhere they get their podcasts. There's Eddie Erickson, the producer of Mad Dog Unleashed, forever. And then forever. There's Scott Messina, who's the producer of Morning After, for now. Now, we like to do the least shocking headline of the week. I'm going to tell you something that I think can get there, but my father texted me this week, fire salsa. And I wrote back, what? He goes, yeah, it's ridiculous. Prices are going up again.
What?
And I said, what? For salsa? He goes, I'm not buying them. And I wrote back, salsa? What are we talking about? Then 6 hours later, my dad finally called me, and I was like, what the hell are you saying? The price of salsa is going up? Because there is a lot of prices right now.
Get it out of here.
It's crazy what's happening around the United States of America with the prices rising all over
it's
the place.
Insane.
Furniture,
everything.
Clothes, groceries.
Bagels.
Everything. Bagels are going to be $3 for a plain bagel.
Oh,
it's happening. And he goes, what are you talking about? He goes, I was talking about fire salsa. The Jets
head coach.
Oh, my God. And then he said, yeah, the Jets ticket prices are going up. So he goes, I'm not paying until they fire Salah. It's amazing how my dad hates this coach. He hates every single coach. So, I mean, that's what a Jet fan is. You know what? That's the least surprising headline of the week. Hit it, Scotty. Yeah. The New York Jets, after this successful season where Zach Wilson ran backwards and Antonio Brown quit on the field against the Jets. The Jets are raising their ticket prices.
Of course.
Of course they are. They won so much and showed so much promise. Of course you're going to raise it. Of course. Now, a lot of great storylines, obviously, the NFL playoffs and everything else. There was a hockey story this week as Kodak Black, I think he was checking from behind. As if you see Kodak Black at a hockey game, he had the suite rented out. I think he was having sex during a hockey game, which really does change the "and that's how I met your mother" type of story. Wouldn't that be an amazing, family story? "And that's how I met your mother." Wait, what?
At a suite.
At a suite, which we now call this, it's a Spearmint Rhino suite at the T-Mobile Stadium. So
I thought his name was Kodiak.
No. I think Kodiak would just be like, well, you're going to die. You know, Kodiak arrest.
That's cardiac?
Oh, yeah. Oops. Oh! Yeah! Oh! Yes! Oh!
Hey! Yes! Hey! That was awesome.
There was another story this week about the Maryland surgeon who transplanted a pig heart into a human patient, which, like, why did that make news?
I thought they'd been doing that for a while. Anyway.
Well, yeah, I mean, I put my organ in many a pig many a time, and so now you just do it the other way around, so I don't get that one.
How many times did you see that on Twitter?
I wrote that myself. I don't think anybody would take credit for banging pigs. I wrote that myself. But what about the story in the NFL? The one that led to the playoffs.
It?
And as obviously we got the playoffs here now, but how did we get there? How do you get there? How about the Raiders and the Chiefs, Eddie? What a crazy game. They could have tied. You laughed and you mocked this poor caller on Babchick's Morning After last week.
That's
saying,
right.
What an idiot. What a scenario. And I said, I'm kind of into the scenario, man. And I was. All that would happen is the Jags have to beat the Colts, and then the Raiders and the Chargers can tie, and they both make the playoffs, and then the Steelers would be out. And you laughed, and you said it'll never happen.
Oh, I shit all over it. And I actually used him as the example of me trying to sabotage the show. I said, Mike, where do you get a load of what I just did? I just gave Tori a caller that wanted to go over a tie scenario, and I thought it was the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, you were pranking him. You know, it was punked. But in reality, the Jaguars do beat the Colts, so now it's a tie scenario. They're in overtime. Now, I thought they should actually talk before and come together and say, hey, let's just take a knee. Knee here, knee there, knee here. You'll see more knees than a truck stop in Jersey. So you have knees left and right.
You'll see more knees than a bathroom at Grand Central Station.
You have more people on their knees than any of those things. So all you have to do is have a tie. Now, when overtime happened, I really started to believe they're going to do it. They're going to have a little collusion. They're going to talk. They're going to go. And they're going to say, let's not really try. Now, they both kick field goals. So now we got the waning minutes here. And the Raiders, it's clear, are ready to take the knee. Finally, they're going to be okay going to the playoffs as a seventh seed, I believe, with a tie. They're going to be cool with it. They're going to tie. And then the Chargers head coach called a timeout as Brandon Staley, the moron, calls a timeout, sends a message to the Raiders that they kind of mean business, the Chargers do. The Raiders have a running play still, but they have more purpose. They have more time to set it up. They get a first down, enough for a field goal. They win the game. The Chargers are out. Pat McAfee talked about this very game and exactly that on the Pat McAfee Show with the boys. Weekdays, noon Eastern,
football
right here
guys.
On Mad Dog Sports Radio. Football guys!
FanDuel guys!
tie, guys.
Richie didn't want to. Richie said, "How's your family? Probably better than making it in the playoffs, right? Hey, why call him timeout? You fucking trying me over there, Brendan?
Whoa.
You got to get perfect batch in. Cool. We got Josh Jacobs. Wham. 10. They hit a game winner. Raiders in. Chargers out. What if they, you know, trot him out there for a 57-yarder? Last play of the game. If it goes in, we win. If not, we're all going to the playoffs. The fact that he called timeout kind of gave the Raiders an opportunity to kind of relax, reset, get to maybe their best run under center after timeout. Full pop to the left there. This is like when Aaron was immunized. And then he tested positive, and then the whole world came in on this one particular vaccination story.
Sure.
And we just so happened to be in the middle of it, catching fucking rights and lefts, literally rights and lefts from the rights and the lefts. I mean, bang, bang, I was getting pounded for everything that was happening in there. This is what the Staley situation is, because one team missed the playoffs because of their super stats-driven decisions.
I don't see the comparison. I don't even know what's happening.
I'm not sure what just happened. There's actually smoke coming out of my ears right now.
I don't see what Aaron Rodgers...
Boom!
Vaccine status has to do with Staley. I missed that.
I was very confused. Maybe that was a Twitter thing. But, Eddie, it's amazing. The scenario that you crapped on did happen. And the Chargers head coach blow it in that very moment calling that timeout?
Absolutely. He blew it. And he blew it in more ways than one, because I had the Chargers on the money line for the second half just to win.
Oh, my God. You know what?
And I would have at least pushed.
I have bet on the Chargers so many times and lost. Every time I'm convincing myself. Every time. To the point where Eddie this week, I forgot what it was about, but you actually told me it was a stock. You're like, you know what?
Yep.
This is my Los Angeles Chargers.
Eddie day trader.
You just believe right over and over again, and you're aware of it, so stop doing it. And I need to stop betting on the Chargers.
Oh, Eddie day trader.
The Raiders do win, Chargers lose, the Steelers make the playoffs, and Steve Torrey on a Mad Dog Daily, weeknight, 6 p.m. Eastern time, talked about Big Ben, and he did something terrible to the listeners. Listen to this.
So Ben Roethlisberger was talking to reporters, the Steeler quarterback, in advance of the Pittsburgh wild card round game against the Kansas City Chiefs this weekend. He was basically asked on what he thinks their chances are of winning the game. And it was pretty funny because he didn't sound too optimistic. Listen.
Probably aren't supposed to be here. We're probably not a very good football team. We're the, out of 14 teams I think are in, we're probably number 14. We're a double-digit underdog in the playoffs. We don't have a chance. So let's just go in and play and have fun.
All right. So I sort of made it sound like he didn't think that they were going to be very competitive, which, you know, I kind of misled you a little bit. But
Steve! No!
Wait a minute. You imagine Steve as a magician? Like, he pulls off this great magic trick, and then he goes, by the way, everybody, the person is actually not sawed in half. There's not two parts to this nice female, my assistant. She's right here. There's a trick where there was a back door that you came out. I didn't mean to mislead you guys. And now on to my next trick. And again, you know, I'll stand in front of the Statue of Liberty. The Statue of Liberty will disappear. Actually, it wasn't the Statue of Liberty. It was a big curtain that we put over it, and I didn't mean to mislead anyone. And I know what I did there, and I misled. But, you know, just so you know, it's still a fun thing, and now let's get to the next trick.
I wasn't really in that block of ice. It was actually hollowed out, and, you know, I just kind of stood there. I mean, it is a test of wills to just sit there and stare, but I wasn't actually frozen.
Guys, I know it seemed like I disappeared, but in reality, there were stairs. Behind this little area here by the off stage. You couldn't see it. There was smoke. And that's where I was. Again, now's my next trick.
So Torrey the magician, he violates the credo every time.
He
reveals every illusion and trick and how it was done.
How about Torrey? He feels so bad. He's so guilty. I misled the audience there. I feel terrible. I got to get this off my chest. I am sorry.
Them. I tricked you.
You guys, see what happened there was you thought Big Ben was being serious, and you thought I thought that too. And then, no, he was being sarcastic. And sarcasm is not easy to understand.
That's anger's ugly cousin. I heard that once.
That was, boy, that Torrey. But the Steelers do make the playoffs. We got big football action this weekend with the NFL playoffs. So, of course, Mad Dog Chris Russo this week on Mad Dog Unleashed was talking about what everyone was talking about, right?
Here's Russo.
What was the Manson? Manson was August of 69-2. Woodstock, I think, was August 11th.
Course,
through the 13th. I'd have to look at the exact date that Manson and his nuts Woodstock was first.
Okay. What?
The answer was a couple days later. Is that what it was?
What did he
Woodstock
do?
Woodstock was August 11th, and Manson was about, what, 2 or 3 days later? Was that the dates on that, Eddie?
Always topical.
Did you look that up for me?
Sure.
Eddie. I believe Woodstock was the 11th to the 13th.
Go ahead, Eddie.
I'll do it in between screening calls and show reports.
I'm pretty sure
and
that was the date. I thought Woodstock. That Manson was about, maybe it was August 15th.
Manson family. I'll do
it
that.
It was shortly thereafter. Mind. We'll have Eddie I'll look up. That.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Manson was first, all right? So they gave me the wrong information. That's right.
No, I didn't give you
Manson
that information. I'm still looking it up.
The Woodstock or Manson? When did Manson's murders occur?
I don't know, Chris. I don't know.
8th through the 10th, and the Woodstock was that weekend.
Does it matter, really?
The 11th?
We have Super Wild Card weekend.
So about
what are we
a week
doing?
Later.
Okay.
So Manson was August 8th through the 10th, where that great bubble burst. In Southern California.
Nothing
and then
like working
Woodstock,
it out on the air. Okay.
It was a week or so later.
Maybe we take a break and regroup.
So there you have it.
Boy. Learn the internet! I could see Eddie in that moment like, I want to die! Kill me! Oh, Manson, you kill me! That was a minute and a half of going through his... Now, when was Manson? When was that? That was a minute and a half of real time, Eddie.
I love working it out on the air. That's my favorite.
Work it out on the air. What else were you going to talk about? The NFL
out
playoffs?
On the No, yeah. Why would we talk about that? And only dog could crap on this weekend's playoff games. He called me Monday morning, and his big takeaway from the weekend, I'm a little down. I'm a little down. What's wrong? These matchups. Ugh, my God, I much rather would have seen the Chargers go to Buffalo. Now we got to watch Cincinnati, the Raiders, and I don't want to see Bills Pats again. We've seen this movie twice already in the last few weeks.
What?
So, that was his takeaway.
You gotta be kidding me.
He was very disappointed with these matchups. It wasn't good enough that we have, playoff football. What's better? No, the matchups weren't to his liking.
That was the best NFL regular season finale I can remember. Now, again, you know me. I smoked a lot of marijuana. I don't have great memory. But that was the best one. It was so intense. All the gambling. Maybe it was the free stuff in the New York with all these sites. They're giving you cash. But all these scenarios. Great games. It was the best week 18 ever in the National Football League. That's right. The best week 18 ever. Maybe the first one, too. But it was the best week 18 ever. And Mad Dog can't get into the matchups. These playoff games are going to be fantastic.
Nope.
Chiefs, Steelers, the Cowboys, and the Niners in the history. Yeah, all right, you got a rematch, but it's Saturday night. Still Bills and Josh Allen taking on Belichick. Get with it, Mad Dog!
He might have a point, Bills Pats, because if you think about it with trilogies, right? Beverly Hills Cop 1, great. Beverly Hills Cop 2, amazing.
Okay.
Beverly Hills Cop 3, very forgettable. Did you even know there was a 3?
I didn't even know that, but what about Back to the Future?
Back to the Future 3 sucked!
It was the Wild, Wild West.
The Wild West. Right. Come here, Blacksmith. Come on.
I thought that was the best one. I liked Back to the Future 3. I thought that was fantastic.
You like that?
They hit the car.
He lost a shoe on his horse.
He covered up the car with hay.
Weapon 1, amazing.
Okay.
2, better. 3, what happened? Go back in time. The third of anything is generally not that good. Godfather 3.
No. Al Pacino was running things. That was fine. Debbie Does Dallas number 3 was great. You can't
America,
argue that.
Bambi Woods wasn't even in it.
But wait, they recasted Bambi Woods. And
there
she was hot.
There wasn't a 3, I don't believe.
No, they renamed it, I think. Debbie went someplace else.
Debbie went someplace else.
Debbie
it was
does
like the
Pittsburgh.
Bad News Bears Go to Japan. Awful.
Debbie Does Hoboken. Die Hard 3 was good, so maybe we'll get a Die Hard 3 action on Saturday night. And by the way, who
Die
gives
Hard
a crap?
If
you're listening to this live Saturday morning, we're going to be so tanked. By the time that Saturday night game is, we're going to be seeing 4 Josh Allens.
You won't remember the game anyway. So
there'll be 4 Mac Jones, so it'll be just fine. Now, my
son will be sitting there. We're going to watch it outside so we could really get in the mood.
It's a cold weather game. That's what we're doing. Now, my son's going to be there watching football with us, but he's not just a football guy. He's a basketball guy. Listen to this story on Morning Man with Evan, Babs, and Willie. My son's playing basketball in a league.
Basketball.
He doesn't guard the basket. He stands next to the player who's on offense.
Won't you
like
teach
he's
him
with
how to
him
play
in the sidecar.
Babs?
That was his critique.
Now,
after the game, he's like, why aren't you showing me? It's like, we have a hoop. And I'm like, yeah, but it's too cold, Dad. He goes, exactly. Why are we playing basketball in the winter? We should be playing it in the summer so you can go out and we could practice. It was a last second play. You know, there's a clock.
Right.
That they actually set up.
Yeah, there's a clock
and
basketball.
So you have the clock and a buzzer and there's
good
referees.
Job,
it's like a real basketball game.
Wow.
Pause
for 1 second. Willie, really loves Babs.
But this is the one part of Babs' life that, like, really, really turns on Babs in a way that, like, gets him legit angry.
You gotta say, this is your part? Like, this is your part in the movie where you step in. Like, this is what you should be doing.
Oh, well, this is a different movie. Movie's changing. Part three.
I can't turn him into a pro player, guys. I can't even turn
him
into a
I'm not saying
player.
That, but does he know what
when
a
you're clumsy,
is,
you're clumsy. I mean, when you're dribbling with both hands and
yeah,
a left foot.
My point is, like, you're to be Steph Curry. Yeah. You're asking him to be competent.
Okay. Just teach him what he should be doing on the court.
Yesterday we practiced NBA 2K. But so I'm teaching him the game of basketball.
You literally know nothing.
Well, I think the coaches, though, realize that, too, right? Uh-huh. They're like, oh, these Babchucks, they're a mess. So it was the final shot. It was 3 seconds to go, and it was an inbound pass. And he actually passed it to Joey Babchuk at the top of the key. It was, like, close to the free throw line. 3 seconds
moment.
To go. I'm like, oh, my God. I actually stood up, dropped my phone. You can have a last-second shot. And Joey Babchuk turned around and dribbled the other way. Went
Shut
the
up.
Wrong,
Shut
I swear
up.
My life. I swear to God. You get Joey here. He went the wrong direction.
Why?
Like, he just took off. I don't know why. Buzzer. He's going the other direction. Didn't even get the shot off at the other end. I was like, shoot at the other end. Everybody's yelling, Joey. The kids are really nice. It was the parents that were, like, laughing.
You wouldn't have made it on my
laughing.
Team. If somebody got beat up Yo. In the locker room.
Did you laugh at him?
Wow.
I was just in a state of shock. Everything happened. I was like, oh, my God.
Did
I
you
wish
ask
I was
him why did he do that?
I did. He goes, that's not my fault. I'm like, well, how do you not know? He's like, but they switched sides in the middle of the game. Yeah, that was at halftime, though. That was at halftime, Joe. You had the third quarter and the fourth quarter to get used to it. He goes, I don't know. I got confused.
Wow. Now, I will say, now, to Joey's credit, he dribbled great in the wrong direction, but he was dribbling great. And, of course, you know, Willie Colon seems like he thinks I'm not doing my part and that I'm not a good father. You know what? Let's ask Steve Torrey, the program director of Mad Dog Sports Radio. Steve Torrey, am I a good father?
Yes, I think you're right. I'm just like, I'm. Okay. Everything's jumbled right now in my head.
All right, he's jumbled in his head. He's like Joey. Everything's a little jumbled in his head. Jumbled in his head. All right, we got a lot more to get to right here on Mike Babchuk's Morning After. We're going to talk about condoms.
Yes.
Okay, children and finishes. That's all coming up next right here on Mike Babchuk's Morning After.
Time to hear the best audio of the week, according to Babchuk. If Babs isn't in it, I'll be shocked because, you know, Babs picked it. This is Babchuk's Morning After.
Ah, yes. Welcome back to Mike Babchuk's Morning After right here on Mad Dog Sports Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 82, as we recap the week that was and get you ready for the NFL playoffs. That's right. And download, subscribe, and follow Babchuk's Morning After anywhere you get your podcast. Anywhere, Eddie Erickson, Scott Messina as well, the producer of Morning After for now, which means it's time for the segment that we all love, Scotty Doesn't Know. Scotty, did you know that female dolphins have sex for pleasure?
What? No, I did not.
Why would you?
Why? Why would you know that? So don't tell Scotty.
But it's only female dolphins? Because if it's not male dolphins, then what other fish or mammal or sea creature are they sleeping with? It's weird.
Hmm. Literal Scott, now I have to look at an orgy of animals in water. I mean, this is going to be... I'll get back to you on that one.
Were those the same dolphins that Hamas accused of being assassins? That's what I want to know.
You know what? There are two amazing stories in Israel. You know, I like to read the Israeli Times.
Of course. We're on top of that. I send you every story.
Israeli scientists not only taught a goldfish to drive a robotic car on land, but they also deployed a killer dolphin that had a harness with a spear gun-like device. So there are killer dolphins and driving goldfish in Israel.
Amazing.
And falafel. The best falafel you'll ever eat in your life. That is a place you need to visit. Now, we talked about an amazing story, speaking of the dolphins and the sex and everything else. Of course, we broke down the NFL playoffs. Super. What?
Super.
Super wild card weekend. It's going to be super. It really will be. But, of course, on Morning Man, we talk about other things as well. And we had this story that will blow your mind. Listen to this. How about the Instagram model that talked to Too Much Hot Tea? That's a blog. I read it all the time on the bowl.
What?
Apparently, she had consensual sex with Drake at his hotel a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. After their encounter, Drake reportedly, this is from her, goes to the bathroom to dispose of the condom. Mm-hmm. That's when the woman got up after Drake left the bathroom, went into the bathroom, removed the condom from the trash, and inserted the opening end in her vagina in an attempt to impregnate herself and have Drake's babies, only to discover that there was hot sauce in the condom. Claims she screamed from the sensation. That's when Drake ran back into the bathroom and admitted that he poured a packet of hot sauce into the condom to kill the sperm. And now the Instagram model wants to sue him for damages. Let me ask the question to both you guys. Has anybody ever tried to steal your sperm? Evan, you first, and then Willie.
As a matter of fact, yes, many of times, of course.
Many a time.
I've had a girl try to fish through the toilet for a condom. She was never successful because I ended up catching her. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And she
busted.
Ended up pulling it out. She was like, I was just making sure that you, it was tied in a knot. She gave me some BS excuse, and I was just like, you got to get out of here. I don't know what you did. That was weird. Now, I didn't have enough know-how or where to put
holes in different areas.
Hot sauce, because I guess sauce kills the sperm.
I guess we learned that now.
Yeah, I learned that. I didn't even know that was a thing. I would have been doing it. Bring your own condom in, because these girls poke holes in condoms. It's all type of nonsense.
All this
I remember I went to a strip club once in Connecticut, and I went to the bathroom, and there was a wastebasket full of condoms. And there was one of the strippers, like, fishing through it. And I said, you're definitely not looking for mine. I guarantee you that. Otherwise, you're going to pick the wrong one. But I mean, it was a really extracurricular type of strip club where, you know, people in and out. And there was another one where there was a lap dance where a woman actually took the condom and put it in a Ziploc bag. And again, I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, no, just to keep these clean. I was like, make as many clones as me as you want. Go crazy. There's a lot of interesting things, though, here. Like, this woman takes out this condom. She's so desperate that she's okay with a bloody condom?
Correct.
Hot sauce is red.
Yeah.
Thank you.
As soon as the hot sauce is in there. Gross.
You can't be busting. So much you can't be out here busting. What's the hot sauce?
Yeah, Frank's. We put that shit on everything. Really? You know? That is everything. Maybe that is everything there. Drake's next kid's going to be named Pace Picante. That's a great That's the cheaper hot sauce. That's a cheaper one. You never throw a condom away in enemy territory.
I had a similar thing happen back in college. But when I went in, it was a blonde, so she wasn't that bright. She was actually drinking it. So she thought she could get impregnated that way. That was a backfire.
Wait a second. So there's a woman who wanted your sperm.
Yeah,
she
so wanted, badly.
So she tried to drink it like a milkshake.
Oh, yeah. She was really stupid. It seems like a lot of trouble to carry around hot sauce packets, number one. It seems like opening a package of hot sauce and getting it into a condom, not that easy. Wouldn't it be just easier to just rinse it out?
But he's having sex with a hot sauce packet in between his ass cheeks. I mean, he just walks around with a bottle or he got the packet. I mean, and then they could open up and explode. And maybe you can get a little small Tabasco sauce that we all steal whenever we go to a restaurant. Hey, Drake, though, he's doing it right, man. There's a lot of people out there thirst trapping or trap queening or whatever that expression is. Now, my wife is one of those. And my wife, you know, I think on purpose had me impregnate her. I mean, so who knows? Maybe that was her plan. I didn't have hot sauce, and now I'm married with three kids.
Didn't you try the same thing, but you tried a spicy mustard package? It didn't work.
Yeah, I did Goulden mustard, and I put it in there. It didn't. You know, I liked them on my knish, so I figured, why not on my sperm? It would be great, but no, it just didn't take. You got to get the hot sauce. But there was me and my wife this week. We had a new game, a new segment on Morning Man with Evan Babs and Willie called Bab Libs. And I asked Bethany some questions, and the guys had to guess her answers. I asked my wife, when Mike walks in a room, the first thing I think of is, how do you think my wife answered that question?
Leaving the room.
When Mike walks in a room, the first thing I think of is,
what's that smell? And I'm leaving.
And I'm leaving. So then
all
I
right,
think
I get
Evan
credit
gets a
on
point
that.
For that.
Let's
all right.
go.
All right. If I could do one thing to make Mike better, I would.
Bigger penis.
One thing to make Mike better, I would.
Teach him to set his own alarm clock.
Okay. Oh, there's a theme there because she didn't set the alarm last week and I woke up late and I missed the first segment of the show. Okay. My perfect date with Mike is.
Never happening.
Arby's and Denny's.
Arby's and Denny's. Arby's and Denny's. Mike's perfect date is?
I'm going to say dinner and a hand job.
Shenanigans in Albany.
That's a strip club we used to go to in Albany. Oh, boy. Wow. When I first saw Mike's penis, I?
Went blind.
Laughed.
Laughed. Okay. All right, Mike Babchick is a blank husband. You have to fill in the blank. Mike Babchick is a blank husband.
Is terrific.
No, is a
oh, yeah. Terrific, Willie. Just
absentee. Absentee.
That's funny.
That's right. He's a blank husband.
Blank husband. Okay. <I'm> just...
blank.
She's so good.
That's
She's
very smart.
So good.
All right, having sex with Mike Babchick is...
Quick.
You seem to know my
do
wife.
Do I know Beth or do I know Beth?
Mm-hmm. I would leave Mike Babchick for...
$10.
$10.
Wow.
$10.
$10.
Mike would leave me for...
Lana Rhodes.
Okay,
yeah,
I would leave...
Lana Rhodes.
Sure, Mike would leave me for...
UConn Al.
Foul father, UConn Al.
She is
right.
So good.
She is
Mike
something.
Needs more blank in his life.
Oh, probably sex.
Showers.
Tissues.
I'm asking Bethany, so it's I need more blank in my life.
New penis.
Yep.
New penis.
Wow.
That's it.
I need less blank in my life.
Old penis.
Old penis is right. There's a theme. New penis, old. All right. The low point of our marriage was blank.
Getting married.
Mike working from home.
Working from home.
Wow.
The worst gift Mike ever gave me is. The worst gift Mike ever gave me is.
Children.
Children. She's a gem. That was, I guess, I gave her a scale and a pie cutter, but children was the worst. And here we go. The Magnum condoms in my drawer are for blank.
Willie Cologne.
Oh. Wow. There you go. And that's how you play Babblitz.
So she is a listener.
On Bornament. I just love that he answers children while my child is crying in the background. And that's the worst gift I ever gave her. Now, this is almost the end of the program, Babchick's Morning After, so we got to talk about Patriots Bills and the big playoff matchups in the NFL. And Steve Torrey was actually.
Super wild card weekend.
Super! And Steve Torrey was wrapping up his show, and he was trying to get to the end as he talked about Patriots and Bills and the big playoff matchup.
Did we have engines still? Where were we at?
I think at this point there was smoke billowing from the engine, and it was coming in sideways. But the runway is in sight. We see the lights. Let's see if Torrey lands the plane.
With Belichick in the postseason, you never count him out, and we'll see what happens. Buffalo, it's interesting.
You're right.
They have, in very close games, have not played well. Haven't won any games that are like in 5 points or less or 10 points or less, but blowouts,
what?
They've been terrific.
Huh?
We'll see what happens.
Was it five or was it 10?
And, it's,
oh boy.
I mean, when you're not at the game
wait a minute.
And you're a fan and you're sitting on your couch, you love watching the bad weather. You feel
you know
for
what?
The,
there are fire trucks and foam
I wouldn't pay a dime to go watch these games when it's 3 degrees
runway.
And the wind chills are, 15 we're below
close.
And they're 40 mile an hour winds, wouldn't do it. But if you're home and it's it's a Saturday night and you decided not to go out and you're home
trying
and you're checking
to be
out the game and you gambled and you're having a few cocktails
put that thing over my nose.
And, drive and you're eating up a storm.
Oh, wait a minute. The oxygen mask just came down.
Cold weather game. You root for the cold weather and the snow
oh, there
because
it is.
You're in your home. Well, why do you
there
care? You feel for the people that are there, but that's the best part of watching the postseason.
Oh, my God. We just lost the starboard engine.
It's going to be great. We'll spend a ton of time on it as we move along here later in the program.
Did you hear how Steve just ended that? He said, we're going to spend a lot of time here as we move later in the program, and then ended the program. The program ended, and he's moving ahead later to the program. There's no more program. We landed. Get me off this plane. I'm just happy to be alive.
Wait a minute. So last week we had the foam on the runway. The front landing gear didn't come down. I would say we landed there, but they had to deploy the slides.
That landing, my head was in my crotch.
Were you in crash position?
I was in crash position. And then the pilot's talking about all the refreshments they're going to give later on the plane. We're landing! We're alive! There's no more later, Steve! We'll get to that later in the program. It's over! The program is over. We landed. We're alive. I'm going down the slide. All right, time for my favorite moment of the week, the dog mess of the week. Dog this week talked about the NFL playoff TV schedule with one Peter King.
How did CBS get San Francisco Dallas?
Yeah,
is
that's
it Nickel,
weird.
Is it, Nickel, is it Nickeldonian? Is this Nickeldonian nonsense? Is this,
and
this is why, Nickelodeon? What's the reason for that?
That's a bad father. If you don't know Nickelodeon, that means you've spent no time with your kids.
Eddie, I'm not going to disagree with you. You should know what Nickelodeon is.
How do you pronounce it, Mike?
Nickeldonian. Steve Torrey, are you pleased with our performance Tuesday?
Have we landed yet?
Have we landed?
Steve? I'm not even sure I know. Interesting. Very interesting. So that's we made it.
Woo-hoo.
This is Steve Torrey coming at you here on Mad Dog Sports Radio.
Another episode of Babchick's Morning After in the books. Thanks to Eddie Erickson and Scott Messina. And thanks to the Toilet Bowl Club, the TBC. They listen on the bowl. Nice Foul is their leader. And he tells me that Packers fan Foul lost a ton of weight. And one of his secrets is going to the bowl 8 times a day. Wow.
Or
too
lap
much info.
Band surgery.
Or that. Now, don't forget to download, subscribe, and follow Babchick's Morning After anywhere you get your podcast yet. You can't brag if you had the surgery. Until next time, it's time to get my weekend on.
This was Mike Babchick's Morning After. Now, time to put your head down and start the walk of shame. Talk to you next time, if there is next time.